Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on 105 Through the Fan, Fan After Dark. Freddie D, Blake Live, Jacob Ray. Are you going to switch your handle?
What should I switch it to?
I don't know.
Fan After Dark Jake.
No.
If you know, you know.
Well. But he's also the leader behind the glass for Fan University as
well. Yeah, he is. So, man of many talents.
Maybe Fan Jake. Jake Fan.
Jake from the Fan instead of Jake from State Farm?
That's right. Jake from the Fan. I like that. I like that. What are we doing? When are we going to get this tattoo, by the way?
I'm ready, bro.
All right. 877-881-1053. If you know of a good tattoo parlor here in the DFW, I need to start scouting those out.
Thinking big or small?
The tattoo?
What else?
I mean, it was a very random question. Well, the size of the tattoo parlor? I mean,
no, the size of the guy tattooing you. Yes, the size of the tattoo that you're going to get.
I mean, I've already said what I'm going to get.
I asked the size for. I said big or small. I want a filler. I just want a small 15-minute tattoo, or I want a half a piece that's going to take 3 hours.
No, I mean, I don't know.
How long do you want to be in the chair?
Hour, two max.
Okay. The person that texted in Germany then responded, said, I'm not from Germany. I was just saying probably somebody from Germany is listening. What a random poll.
Okay.
Is anybody from Germany listening?
Hey, if you're in Germany, let us know. Anybody else from anywhere else?
Yep. 469, just south of the border, but I'm about to cut through the wall again. From the 469.
Wow. Okay. A little border joke. Okay. Good luck. Good luck. Are we the official show of the cartel?
Phantom Dark is rooting for you.
How do we feel about that?
4-6. Oh, no. This is same guy. 3-2-1. If somebody texts in from prison, ask them how they got that phone in there. And then the very next text we got was from the 682, I listened to you guys a bunch while I was in prison.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a little bit of home while I was away.
Yeah. I mean, come on. People don't act. I mean, are we going to pretend like we don't know that there's people in prison with phones?
601, I'm a truck driver, so I listen to you guys all over the country.
There you go.
And when I was in Greece, shout out to you, Efkaristo, Italy, and Turkey, back in June, I watched on the YouTube.
Okay.
That's a fatty right there.
That's dedication right there.
901, different number. This might be the most entertaining show on the station.
Mm. We aim to please.
Send that to the bosses.
We aim to please.
601, just made it back to DFW an hour ago, so now I'm listening on the FM dial. Brought a load of double stuffed Oreos back from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
How much is a load? How big of a load?
I mean, I think it varies. I think it varies.
Person to person. Free tattoos in jail.
I mean, I guess it just depends on how long.
Okay.
How long has he been driving? That's the question.
I got both of y'all's
That's
off.
The question. How long has he been driving?
You guys are unhinged.
You guys are, I mean.
817 said free tattoos in jail.
Yeah, no, we're not going to jail.
What if we did 24 hours in jail and we did like a video and we were like vlogging?
What are we vlogging about? No, we're vlogging in jail.
Hey guys, don't actually touch us. We're just content creators. This is for the Fan After Dark, but we want to experience it.
Yeah, I almost said something. I'm not even supposed to say
that. Yeah, no. You think they'd let us?
No, they won't.
We'll give you a shout out. We'll put you on the live stream.
I'm not. You know what? I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't go in there with me?
No, I've been to jail. I'm not going back.
I spent a couple hours there.
Yeah, I spent time there.
I've been on the holding.
I'm not going.
Shout out to our fan phenom guy who let us know that as well.
Yeah, our boy Chris. Then we've had people call in. We had a couple people call in during Toes on the Telephone. Hell, one dude, he had just gotten out like the day before and called into the show.
What if we had somebody call us while they're walking out of the jail?
How about call us from jail?
Call us
from your cell.
This is my last day.
But don't get caught by the guards.
Okay, your question has been answered, Jacob. 23,000 pounds of Oreos.
That's a ton of Oreos.
I'm guessing he's an Oreo distributor.
Well, or he just works for the food company.
Well, why was it from Tampa, Florida? Is that where the load came from? Or?
This dude.
He
self-regulated his own microphone because he knew better.
Y'all should do a live broadcast from prison, from the 469. If they sponsor it, sure.
I mean,
That would be our first remote.
What would the live read be for the TDCJ? Okay.
I'll let you
hear. Live from the Polanski unit. Not going to be here long. Both the people inside and out.
Live from C Block 34D.
Back to the Fan After Dark.
Back to the Fan After Dark. Well, it's nighttime here at TDCJ.
Okay, someone said COs getting paid off, phone chemicals flowing in prisons.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's well known.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, let's get to Brian Schottenheimer.
Look, I knew a lady that was smuggling drugs into the prison.
Oh, do tell. What was her name? Go ahead and out her.
Well, she's dead now. She's dead.
What was her name?
Was it because she was smuggling drugs?
The people that she was smuggling drugs for killed her.
Wow. Yeah. The cold world.
Well, and I was doing a story.
You've told me this.
Yeah. On her husband.
Yeah, I remember this story.
And they thought that she had told me that she was smuggling drugs for him. Now, mind you, she didn't tell me at the time, oh, by the way, I'm smuggling dope in for these guys. And then she also did not tell me who the guy was that I was trying to chase down to get to talk to me. So
you're almost on someone's hit list.
Oh, no, I was. No, I absolutely was. And had
How was it running around knowing you had a laser sniper pointed at you all
the
time?
I didn't know until after the fact when I had the Beaumont FBI field office call me and say, look, we need you to calm down because
we're putting you in protective services.
Well, they told me they didn't put no reporter in protective services, but all they told me was like, look, we're running some counter surveillance or whatever down there, and you keep popping up on it. So we'd like for you to go ahead and just stop what you're doing because you're getting a little too egregious and a little too overzealous over in that area.
Someone said try to get an interview with Tiger King.
I mean, he's here in DFW, isn't he? In the jail he's in?
Yeah, that
in
was DFW? That was a COVID hero. Talk about getting through COVID.
Oh, that show exploded during COVID. I mean, what a just crazy story. But yeah, he's
Carol Baskins.
We could probably get him on. Why
is Carol
not?
Baskins still alive?
I think she is. But then didn't they find out that her dead husband was actually alive?
Yeah. I think we figured that out on the show, right?
No, I don't think they found out on the show, but I think it came out like a year or two later.
And I want to say the people that still run it.
Well, one of the Tiger King people just got killed.
Yes, by a tiger.
By a tiger. Go figure.
Go figure.
You know?
Remember when the old girl got her arm on the documentary, got her arm taken off? And she wanted to get back out there the next day? They all do that. a homegirl, Bethany Hamilton, that got her arm bitten off or leg by the shark. She's like, I want to get back in the water the next day.
I mean, I just, look, my hat goes off to people, but at the same time, you know, when you work with wild animals and wild animals snap, that's what happens.
All right, Ryan Schottenheimer's a wild animal.
He's a wild animal.
Play whatever cut you want, Jacob. You think
play one of him talking about the Tiger King if you find one, please. Thank you.
Well, I mean, this guy isn't a tiger or a king, but this is him talking about Bobby Wagner.
I mean, we were actually talking about in the quarterback meeting this morning. The guy just, you know, his ability to still play this game at such a high level is something that should be written about. It should be talked about. It is incredible. I mean, because he still hasn't slowed down. He still dissects things. He's still an incredible blitzer. He just impacts the game so many ways. And a big part of us having success running the football this week is going to be trying to block Bobby. And that's really hard to do. But one of my favorite players of all time. I was telling the story. Whatever year it was, he's in year 13, right? So was it 12 or 13, 13 or 14 draft, whatever. I was with St. Louis, and we were in the war room, and I was the offensive coordinator. And we were trying to get up to get Bobby. We loved Bobby and wanted to get him. And Seattle moved right ahead of us in the second round and took him. And I'll never forget one of the personnel guys. It was one of the area scouts grabbing his water and slinging it against the wall. And I was kind of like, man, what's the big deal? Like, you know, linebacker from Utah State. And now I look back, I'm like, oh, that's why. So, you know, he's an incredible player, but an incredible person, incredible dad. The way he's playing now, he could still play a couple more years.
I think he really likes Bobby Wagner.
He loves him from Bobby Wagner.
Is Schottenheimer picking up the mic and dropping it every 2 seconds?
I think it's just one of them deals where maybe he just kind of looks around and, you know, does his thing and comes back to it. Now, it's funny listening to Shoddy. I mean, look, he's going to love up Bobby Wagner. He's going to pay him all the respect in the world. And I want to say he was also...
Cooper Flagg!
What did he do? Just knock down a three?
Trey ball. Look good. Sorry.
But he also was there, I want to say, and I guess he didn't allude to it there, but he was there in Seattle at the same time with Bobby for a few years. Mm-hmm. But it's just funny, though, listening to him talk about Bobby Wagner and how he still got it and all this versus what we heard yesterday from Denton Day talking about how Bobby Wagner looks like he's definitely lost a step and being one of the problems with that defense to where, you know, you've just got an older, slower defense. And here with the Cowboys, it's just slow. It's not even old, just slow.
What else you got for us for Shoddy? He said some other things.
I like this one. This was actually got asked to a lot of players, but I thought his answer was the best. They asked him what adding CD back to already the best offense in the NFL is going to do for the team.
Well, you know, my focus is the run game. So unless CD wants to dig out safeties all day long, I think, you know, that's the area that we've been focused on, Nick, is, you know, cleaning up the run game. CD's going to play his game. We know that, you know, GP's going to play his game, but I don't say that to be funny. I mean, literally, we have to clean up our run game. We're not going to win many games rushing for 31 yards at 1.6 average. And, you know, so that's been the big focus. And again, CD helps that because we might get a little bit more shell coverage and things like that. But our main focus as an offensive staff, along with putting together a hell of a game plan, has been looking at the run game issues, and because we're getting ready to play a team that knows how to run the football. So I think they're first in the league in rushing, talking about Washington, of course, and we're clearly way better than we were running the football offensively last week.
I think that was one of his realest, rawest answers. I mean, he always is real and kind of doesn't do as much coach speak as other coaches. But that was pretty real. I mean, he asked about CD, had all the chance to just talk about how good the offense is going to be. He's like, cool, our offense has been good. It's going to continue to be good. CD's great, but we got to stop the run. So unless he wants to go out there and...
Well, they got to improve their run game, too, based off of what he said, which it's going to, right? I mean, because at that point...
Can't get much worse than he did last week.
It's really about if you can't run the ball with CD and George Pickens out there.
Because they have to respect the pass.
They have to. Like, you're not putting 8-9 guys in the box when you've got, you know, I mean, unless you want to do man coverage one-on-one with CD and George, hey, be our guest. We'll eat that all day. One more?
Yeah, I wanted to tie a bow on this whole thing and kind of wrap it up to where we started. So here's Shoddy giving some good insight on the behind the scenes with Pickens.
No story, no antidote, but literally you guys can see how much he loves playing the game of football. It's very evident. It doesn't matter the situation. He just loves playing the game. His personality is truly infectious. We actually sit in meetings a lot. We just laugh about GP, some of the stuff he says on the field. He'll make like a – well, number one, any pass he catches, he practices a celebration. So that's kind of cool. He's got a lot of choreographed stuff. But some of the stuff he'll do, like he caught a ball the other day, and it was like a one-handed catch, and the safety was running over the top. And I was asking him about it. I was like, hey, man, that was an amazing catch. He goes, yeah, insane, right? And I was like, well, yeah, it was insane. But like he just loves it, and so, what a great teammate, man! Seriously, great teammate, and so lucky to have him.
I mean, I don't really know how to even follow that. It seems like Schottenheimer loves him.
Well, you know what? It's bittersweet listening to that.
Yeah.
Right, because on one hand, your offense is so much fun to talk about, yeah. And you've got so many playmakers, and it's like, look, this team. I mean, this team has a Super Bowl caliber offense, and then you look on the other side of the ball, and it's like. As you and I talked about yesterday, when we look at the rest of the schedule, like you, sure, you should score points in the rest of your games, but guess what? You're going to give.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Up a ton of points in the rest of your games, and you've got nothing. I mean, when's the last time, and again, I'm not going to say like we've listened to every second of every minute of every, you know, Cowboys press conference for the last 7 weeks, but how many times have we heard anybody talk about a defensive player like that?
Not very often.
You know, I mean, how many?
Kenny Clark when he first arrived.
Kenny Clark when he first got here. Everybody's excited. Ah, he's a leader. He's been an All-Pro before. Look what he's going to bring for our run game. Blah 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 blah. And we've heard. I mean, Reddy Stewart is the only guy that I've heard. Yeah, played well.
Yeah.
And outside of that,
not much to grab right now, Frederick. Not much to grab from the defensive side.
No. And that's where we're going to be kind of in this weird. And again, I go back to what I said to CA on Sunday. This team feels like the Rangers. Right, where you've got an absolutely incredible pitching staff and you feel good about, you know, hey, you're only going to give up 1 or 2 runs, but then your offense may give up, is going to score 0 or 1 runs. All right, Degenerate Jake, where are you taking us next?
Yeah, we're going to actually look back at our parlay last week, and then we're going to build a new one with some college football lines and some NFL lines next to the Fan.
Phenomenal job, Jake. The Dallas Mavericks are losing 47-40 to the Los Angeles Lakers. If you missed it earlier, the Lakers are not playing with any of their starters outside of Rui Hachimura. The leading scorer for the Lakers is Gabe Vincent with 19. He started the game with 15 of the Lakers' first 17. He was on fire. For the Mavericks, Fred Davis, who do you think is the leading scorer? He has 9 points, most points on the Mavericks of their 40.
Anthony Davis.
Incorrect. Anthony Davis has 6.
Cool. Yes.
Cooper Flagg, your leading scorer. 9 points, 0 rebounds, 1 assist, 0 steals, 1 block. Minus 13.
That's what he does. That's what he does. I've seen enough. I don't need to see any more of these guys. Go ahead and put him on the bench.
Well, apparently to Jason Kidd, Anthony Davis is getting ramped up and will be playing into the fourth quarter in this one. Before he said that before the game.
Which is kind of, and I know I heard that, and it's kind of crazy to me a little bit, to be honest with you.
D'Angelo Russell in 6 minutes, giving you 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ryan Nembhard, who we're watching right now, kind of controlled the second unit, 7 minutes. He's got 2 assists and 2 points. So you're seeing a little bit of everybody. They said they're going to treat this like a dress rehearsal. We saw the starting lineup of Coop, Clay, PJ, AD, and Lively. And now you're seeing kind of that second unit right now. So we'll have to wait to see how the pieces shake out. But let's hand it over to Jacob, new guy Jacob, degenerate Jake, whatever you want to call him. He's got the money. He's got the parlays. What do you got for us?
Yeah, new guy Jake, that's original.
Our buddy Jake, or is it Jacob? Who knows?
Jacob Ray, a.k.a. new guy Jake. He's Jake in your calls right now.
I can't think of any better time to gamble than at 10:25 on a Wednesday evening. And guys, we swung and missed really bad last week. We need to redeem ourselves. So we're going to start off this segment by, it's going to be a little bit of a shame session. So we're going to shame the people who got their picks wrong.
Okay.
And it's rock and roll. So
see how bad we did.
Pick number one, Blake took Kyren Williams over 67.5 rushing yards.
How many did he have?
50.
Okay, I was close.
You were close. That was not actually bad. One of the closest misses we had.
Well, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
Number two, Fred Davis took Javonte Williams over 66.5 rushing yards.
Wow.
He had 29. Didn't even get halfway there.
That seemed like free
not
money.
Not even halfway there.
It seemed like these betting apps, they know what they're doing.
God, it
as
felt
soon
so
as it
good.
Feels like free money, they're like, he hasn't. I don't think he's gone over 60 under 67 the whole season.
Not until Sunday.
Not until you put a bet on him.
That's how it always
seriously.
Goes. Let's see. Blake got the only right pick of the weekend. Took Dak Prescott over 245.5.
Come on.
Finished with 261.
I do this. Closest pick and the right one. Might not get my NFL picks right. Player props a little bit more online.
There was a theme of the weekend of Kansas Jayhawks letting people down, and I was not exempt from that.
Wow.
Jalen Daniels, I took over 235.5 passing yards. 228.
What a tight
They're that close.
Ball.
And you know what? Maybe if we weren't beating the brakes off Kansas so bad and sacking their quarterback nine times, we would have gone out there for the fourth quarter. But
wow, good point.
It's hard to foresee that. It's okay. I also took...
No follow-up, Fred. No follow-up. Just good point. Just good sportsmanship. Good point. That's where Fred Davis is at and his Kansas love. Just good point. Okay. Continue.
I also took Reggie Virgil, our top wide receiver, to have a good game. And I took him over 49.5 passing yards. He had 34. 2 catches. So, disappointing.
You mean receiving yards?
Yeah, receiving yards. What did I say? Running yards?
You said passing yards.
Oh, did I really? Well, he didn't have any of those either, so I don't know what hit anyways.
So I was like, man, what, you expecting a couple trick plays or what?
Might as well bet on his passing yards. And then Fred's last pick, Emmanuel Henderson, 63.5 receiving yards. He had 43. It's 1 for 6.
1 for 6.
It's rough.
I tried to
save
those. So we didn't make any money.
There wasn't any
power play.
God, no. We didn't make any money. I think we almost hit our first one, and then Jake Ottinger had a save corrected, and we were one save away from like $120.
So we haven't won a single one as a group.
No, we've had three where we've got our money back.
But
we have not hit 6 out of 6 yet.
We haven't hit 6 out of 6.
We haven't.
We got to see who's been the most consistent.
Today's
and least
the day.
Consistent
yep,
all
today's
the way
the day.
Through.
Today's the day.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Pick number one. And since Fred wanted to complain last week, yes, I have who they're playing ready.
How many picks are
there? I
mean,
that's a fair question. Why wouldn't you have who they're playing?
3, 4, 5,
I mean, I'm just
six,
taking random.
Six,
yeah, it'll do 300 yards.
14. We got 14 picks.
Okay.
We just get 2. Carson Beck, 1.5 touchdowns, over-under against Louisville at home.
Oh, give me that all day.
That's your first one. Right off the board. 14 left, and you're taking the first one, he says.
Carson Beck, Two touchdowns against Louisville?
Yeah.
Louisville's just, they're okay. They're not great this year, are they?
If Fred was a baseball player, I feel like he'd swing first pitch a lot.
I'm a first pitch.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
Take it. Yeah.
100%.
This guy loves an ambush.
It's one of the reasons, I'm not going to say it. Yes, give me that. Carson Beck.
All right, number two. Ty Simpson, 290 and a half passing yards. The Alabama quarterback, and they are playing at home against Tennessee.
I don't want no part of that.
I almost want the under.
I don't want it.
Fact. Yeah, I'm taking the under.
Taking the under? Okay.
Taking the under. All right. DK, is he in the end zone? Metcalf against the Bengals.
That he has been getting in the end zone recently, but as soon as you pick it, it's going to be the week that Jalen Warren scores three times. Touchdowns are so tough, bro. They're so random.
Do we have any Chiefs props in here?
We do, yeah.
Do you have a Rashee Rice prop in there?
I do.
Yeah, you do. I'm holding off.
Then. I'm going to hold off on DK.
I'm holding off.
All right. Nobody wants DK.
No DK.
Stay on the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, 217 and a half passing yards over and under. He currently has
your guy.
1,021 passing yards on the season. So I don't know what that math is, but.
Yeah, because they just had a bye week the week before, so they've only played. Were they 4-1 on the year?
4-1. So through five games, that's about 204 passing yards.
Two and some change.
What did he just say? 104.
204.
Oh, I said that's Blake.
I mean, I don't hate the idea, but I'm
204.2. Actually,
yeah, I want no part of that.
Yeah. I'm good.
Jamar Chase, does he find pay dirt this weekend or this on Thursday? Tomorrow night.
Joe Flacco, the quarterback. I'm staying away from
him. I mean, he's throwing the ball to Jamar Chase, though. I mean, that's one thing.
He's flinged it, like 45, 50 times?
A bunch of times.
Who are they playing?
Steelers. So he's going to be covered by who? Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, I don't want it.
Do they have any other good corners? They got Joey Porter Jr. if he's healthy. I don't know if he is, though. Yeah, I'm not taking that one either.
Yeah, but you can still score on that Pittsburgh defense. I mean, it's
okay. Then take it. Take it as your prop.
No, I already told you I was waiting on my Rashee Rice prop. So you haven't even done one yet.
I haven't seen one that lit my eyes up.
I got a feeling Blake's gonna take this one. Cam Scataboo, does he get in the end zone?
Who do they play?
They play the Broncos on the road.
Yeah, because I feel like that passing attack won't be there, and they're gonna have to bruise it up. That's my first take. Give me Cam Scataboo.
That's not a bad
running
choice.
Through somebody.
That's not a bad getting choice.
What did he have, three last week against the Eagles?
He did.
Yeah.
But they didn't have Jalen Carter. Anyways, Broncos sacked the quarterback. They don't stop the run. Yeah. Brian Thomas Jr., 68 and a half receiving yards. That's against. Standby.
Remember the time he told us he had all the teams ready?
I got him pulled up. I didn't say I had him ready off the dome.
This is your team.
Rams at home against the Rams.
You're the Jags guy, so.
Yeah, I already told you I'm waiting on Rashee Rice.
But would you take this one? If you had another pick? You know, I don't trust Trevor Lawrence.
I don't either. I think Trevor Lawrence sucks. I wouldn't do it.
He hadn't been as good as I thought he was going to be this year. Yeah. Still a lot of time left, though.
That defense is scary.
All right, there's an X against that. Actually, do you know the one team who averages more turnovers per game than the Jags?
What, creating or committing?
Creating.
Oh, somebody pass the Jags?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Blake, you have a guess?
Cowboys.
Bears.
Of course it was. What a setup.
2.4 a game.
What a setup.
Here we go.
This guy's going per game.
Let's just do Rashee Rice. This one was a goblin. I think this is like a welcome back. Here, everybody have some free money. 24 and a half receiving yards.
Come on. Yeah. What kind of ridiculous. 24 and a half? Are you serious?
That was the only line they had for him.
Dude, he might get out. He might have that in the first quarter. Yeah, give me the over on Rashee Rice.
On the first drive.
I think so, that's
100%.
That's as free as it gets. Sam Darnold, 229 and a half passing yards against the Texans.
I can't.
You can't.
I'd stay away from that. I would actually, if I was going to take one, I would take the under on that.
How many picks left? Because I still got to pick another one. How many?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left.
Okay, I'll stay away from this.
I would take the under on that just because A, they're coming off a bye. While their offense sucks, their defense is stout.
Yeah, the defense is really good. And you're going to have Stingley on JSN.
I was going to say, you're going to have Stingley on him, so.
Yeah. And this one was high. Dak Prescott, 272 and a half passing yards.
Ooh.
Really high. This feels like a Matthew Stafford, like 280 last week. Feels really high.
Okay.
I would take the under on this.
I'm not taking anything on it, but I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Because I could see him going like 260. I could see him doing like 266 with three tutties on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the under.
I would say you'd win doing that.
I'm going to take the unders today.
Taking the under. Okay.
Just because, I mean, DeAndre Swift had 175 all-purpose yards against them. So, I mean, Javonte Williams is going to feast. Caleb Williams, 228.5 passing yards at home against the Saints.
You know what? This is going to be my over. I don't know why. When he said it, it just clicked.
Really?
I think Caleb has himself a day throwing the picks.
Drake May just had one against the Saints last week.
Give it to me. That's my second over.
All right.
All right. I got three more. Rico, 58.5 rushing yards.
Oh, shoot. Let me get back in there.
Who are they playing?
They are playing.
They better be
at home, on the road against the Jets.
I mean, have we used this our
could
picks?
This could be the ugliest game of the week, but I would take.
Do we have another pick or someone can take
that? Give me Daddle over that all day, every day. I mean, hell, Javonte had, what, over 135 against the Jets?
So you want to sacrifice Carson Beck?
Oh, yeah.
Just take Carson Beck off.
All right. Take Carson Beck off.
No, Rico's back. There he goes.
Rico Daddle.
All right.
Rico Daddle.
These two are kind of a pair.
But I want an asterisk next to my Carson Beck choice, by the way. Okay? Just for what it's worth.
You know what?
Okay. So when I go three for three this week, I can say I told you guys so.
It's going to be damning when you go for three. Anyways.
We'll see.
Get an extra
Dude,
one.
Dude, the Rashee Rice is hitting. You guys all know that.
Fred basically got a free pick this week.
Damn right I did.
All right. Last two. Do Pickens or CD get in the end zone this week?
Pickens.
Sidarian Lamb.
CD ain't getting the button. No.
Sidarian Lamb. You know, it's in the end zone.
I'll put a star. You know what? I'll put a star next to CD for Blake, and I'm going to put a star next to Pickens for me.
There you go. Good choice, buddy.
I'll get three. Nine. Six will make money.
All right, that's how you build a parlay, ladies and gentlemen. And
hopefully you were following along.
I hope you were, too. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That's the Frank.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Glenn Frankel, Injury Attorney Text Line. Final segment of the show. We will outline. We got a couple guests coming in. We got some in-studio guests for the next 2 days, both on Thursday and Friday, talking football as well as a little basketball. Lots to get to. Final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere. It's another great read. I mean, maybe the greatest read ever right there.
Doing our PPR rankings. We did our preseason ones, but we haven't had a follow-up.
I mean, probably Friday. Probably Friday is when we have to do them, you know? Yeah, because we've had a full 2 weeks now to kind of let the rankings kind of breathe a little bit and kind of see where everybody's been. And
strength of schedule, see how teams play in division,
you know, conference. I mean, you know, the issue is, and we talked about this, now, Dylon, we don't really have a special segment on Mondays.
Just technical.
Just, you know, we just the technical getting in and out and, you know, having audio ready. Now, he does get to work with us on Saturdays. So there is that, and we do Tolos on the telephone on Saturday, so there's that aspect of it as well. You know, Trevor's got the 1 hour on Friday that he gets to, you know, from 10 to 11. Khaki gets extra credit, which is basically just him getting beaten mercilessly at this stage of the game. He's basically just our tackling dummy at this point right now with extra credit.
Who wants a step in the ring versus Kevin Walker?
Oh, man, poor Khaki. He's just getting...
What's got a better chance of being good? Kevin Walker at extra credit or the Cowboys defense?
I'm going to go with Khaki Kev on extra credit.
Okay.
Because he'll surprise you and come up with some answers that are right. And hell, I want to say... last Thursday, he actually got one right where he didn't have to guess. I mean, he guessed it before the answers were given out. So, but I'm trying to think. But didn't him and...
it was him and Trevor went down to the wire.
Him and Trevor tied last
week. It was a tie, but Trevor got the buzzer beater.
That's right. He did get the buzzer beater there at the end. So
we won't do baseball with these three again.
No, that was unfair. I knew Jake knew baseball, but I didn't know he was head and shoulders above everybody else.
These two guys are just looking at each other with blank stares.
I mean, even if you combined Khaki Kevin and Trevor the Creator score, they still got housed.
It was like 13-2.
No, it was awful. Like it was a beatdown of epic proportions. And then, of course, shout out to the Stars. They won last night.
Yep.
Stars got a dub. What was the final score? Like 5-3, I think it was, over the Minnesota Wild.
3-0.
We didn't get a chance to talk to our boy Trevor the Creator, so we'll hear from him on Friday when we do the show. And then we're excited to announce that we will be doing
5-2.
5-2 was fine. Okay, 5-2 was the final score there for your Dallas Stars.
Rope Hintz, Esa Lindell, Wyatt Johnston, all with goals. Matt Duchene. And am I saying his name right? I don't know if I can say that. That might come out wrong. F-A.
From the 469, Fred, I would never forget Khaki taking T. Higgins as a fantasy player before the season started on a random Sunday.
That's a fatty and Tolo, because
that's a poll right there.
You know, those offseason topics are fun. It's funny to look back
and remember, because he tried to roast me for taking George Pickens fifth.
I think you took Rashee Rice fifth.
No, I took Rashee Rice second.
Okay.
I took Rashee Rice because I took Brock Bowers first.
We need to find that sheet.
I've got mine. I took Rashee Rice first. I took...
I'm the one that wrote it down.
Oh, I mean, I know I wrote mine down too.
Yeah. I wrote everyone's answer down. I forgot.
But I took Bowers first. I took Rashee Rice second because you guys all roasted me for that. And then I took George Pickens fifth with my fifth overall pick.
I don't think my list is looking good.
I mean, I knew going into it, Rashee was going to miss a few games. Now, my number one overall pick, Bowers, not looking great right now.
Well, Nico Collins is one of my picks.
He's playing, I'll tell you what, his last two games have been encouraging, right?
Where did Puka go in that? Was he a high pick by any of us?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because didn't somebody take, I'm trying to think, who was first overall?
Brian.
Because I want to say, did Jamar Chase go first? I know he was one of the top picks.
I
thought you took Jamar. Did you take Jamar Chase?
Dude, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think you took AJ Brown.
No, that's my real fantasy league. Thank you very much.
We got to find that sheet or just find the show.
Yeah.
See who did the best.
I don't know. All right, so there was that. From the 469, disappointed in Fred Durst. No tank top, no backwards hat, and no chain. Well, I do have my chain. I mean, I always wear that. And I had my backwards hat on earlier, but I just took it off. So from the 601, the Bears are getting rolling, and they're about to put the NFC in a chokehold for about 10 years.
Yeah, they are.
601, that's not you, is it?
That's not me. I'm 815.
Okay, I was going to say. Let's see.
I got my Chicago area code still like a real one.
Good for you. Know what? I appreciate that. From the 912, Fred, Diamond Tattoo Parlor in Hearst, was driving, so I had to wait until I got to work. All right.
Now, do you work there? Did you just get a tattoo?
Is that
there?
What's your relationship with said Diamond Tattoo Parlor?
Are you just the owner?
I mean, if you're the owner, that's a big deal.
You a customer?
Let's make a deal. Let's see what we can do.
The sales rep.
Well, I don't know that tattoo parlors have.
Are you the front desk girl?
You think a lot of tattoo parlors have front desk girls?
I would. Yeah, they all of them do. What do you mean? I mean, it could be a guy as well, but they all have people who check you in.
I don't know. I've been to it. I've got a tattoo and probably, I don't know. Usually they just tattoo people sitting there and they go wait. You know, your guy's there and he says tells you to wait and wait while I'm wrapping this up. It's always been my experience.
I've had both. Where you go and talk and do a, what's it called? Where you do like
Fred,
sizing and stuff. What?
Somebody said Fred the Clapper.
You want that moniker?
Well, I mean, I used to clap a lot. Like this.
I really hope the kids are asleep.
I don't care if they are or not. Look, if kids are listening to us at 10:48 on a Wednesday night, I'm here for it.
What do you think the youngest person is listening to us? The school's on tomorrow.
Seven. There's a 7-year-old kid right now. There's a little 7-year-old fatty.
I love Fred and Blake.
6'7".
That's right.
Is that how they sound?
That's right.
Someone said, can we save Razoo's?
Can we? God, I don't know. I mean, look, if I haven't been able to do it, I don't know. I mean, I'll put it like this. When we talked about Razoo's not last Friday, but the Friday before when I was here, and I was roundly laughed out of the building by everybody here to where not one person had anything positive to say about Razoo's but me. You laughed at Razoo's. I mean, Trevor took it personally. Like Razoo's
Trevor
stole
was
it.
Mad. That
I mean,
was
you,
so
you thought
funny.
Razoo's like was a person that had stolen his girlfriend
or
something.
They talked about this for 30 minutes in pre-show about Razoo's and it being authentic Cajun.
Well, no. See, let me stop you right there. See, again, to your point, that's how stories get twisted. All right. No,
that was passively listening.
I was literally just saying that. Yeah, I like it. I like Razoo's. It's close, and the food is good enough for me. I'm not because I'm like some dye in the wool. Got to have good, traditional Cajun food, and that's why I go to Razoo's.
Why do you sound like that?
because if you're gonna be Cajun, you gotta sound like it.
Yeah, okay? I sound low off the edges.
Why is it when I walk into Razoo's, all of a sudden I start to talk like this? No, but. And then Trevor, who then basically his whole argument is the reason why people eat at restaurants. Why would I go there when I can make better food myself?
Oh, an awful take. What an awful take. I mean, Razoo's is a staple. I mean, back in my OG hood, Spring Grove, Illinois, I mean, we had a Razoo's right next to the Meijer.
Oh, so you're a Razoo's. Are you a Razoo's connoisseur?
No, I never stepped foot in that place, but it was there.
It was there. Yeah, Fred, nobody eats at Razoo's. That's why they're going out of business.
That's the point, okay? What? Everybody knows a Razoo's, but nobody walks in.
What's another Razoo's?
What's another restaurant? What's another Razoo's type restaurant?
I feel like all restaurants kind of have. I'm talking about like a chain, not some one-off.
You know what
house.
You know what I used to go to a lot and as I've gotten older, I don't go there at all anymore. IHOP.
But it's still rocking, though. Like, they're still after, like, especially in college towns. Like, the one next to UNT went crazy late night.
We would always just DoorDash IHOP and go pick it up. Like, I would never sit in there. I mean, the only time I've ever sat in an IHOP the whole time was after my fantasy football punishment. Where I had to sit there for 24
sitting
hours.
Sitting in an IHOP or a Denny's or a Waffle House.
Denny's is low-key better
than
IHOP.
That builds grit. That's just a vibe. All three of those places I just named, they all have their different vibe.
Oh, 100%.
Sitting in a breakfast spot, random nights.
Well, that is to your point, that is the beauty of said IHOP and Denny's and a Waffle House, is the fact that they are open 24 hours. So, now granted, back in my drinking days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're hitting up IHOP or Denny's. Yeah. All right.
I was more of a Waffle House guy. Every time after the club.
Now, in
All-Star Special.
Now, when I was in Beaumont back in the day, we used to do...
Someone said Boston's Market.
Well, Boston Market's done.
Are they?
Yeah.
Joe's Crab Shack.
From the 817, I take my side pieces to Razoo's because no one is ever there. I mean, that's a great. And you know, it's funny you say that, Texter, because I feel like that gives, the more I think about it, the times I've gone in there, because I've never actually eaten there. I always just pick up my food there and
never
go.
Actually seen the place.
Yeah, no, I mean, I go in there. Now, they did know me by name for a little while, but, you know, a lot of turnover at Razoo's, needless to say. But it always, now, real quick, I want to ask you guys this, because this has got me thinking now.
Hopefully the, like, Razoo's CEO is not listening to us.
I mean, I hope he is. I hope Razoo's is listening. Look, this is, you're getting airtime. You're getting more airtime on us than you got any other station. So yeah, we ain't talking smack. I mean, we are, but I mean, I'll go to Razoo's tonight. I'd do a Razoo's deal. That said,
you go to Razoo's at midnight.
Yeah, I would. I mean, they're not open, but I would.
Just sit outside and camp out for the open time.
Just here for the opening. Big fan.
Just waiting.
Just waiting. Sleeping bag and everything.
This is my Black Friday.
Got seasoning in your pocket.
That's it. That's it. I already got my napkin tucked into my shirt. Can't wait.
New special coming out tomorrow.
That's right. My gloves for the crawfish. Are you getting some? No, I just like wearing them.
They're soft.
I don't have a sleeping bag. I'm ready.
Am I supposed to wear these? Got a problem with this?
Workers are walking by. You clocking in?
How do you guys feel? Because the last couple times I've been, and it's funny that this guy brings up about the side pieces. Have you guys, because I've noticed a lot of times I go to Razoo's when I go in to pick up my food, there's, you know, people in the booth, and they're always sitting on the same side. Are you same side sitters when you're, obviously, if you're on a date, you're not. But if you're with some,
double
been
date.
With somebody.
I think the double date.
We've already talked about this. Not a double date. I'm talking about just you and another young lady. You know, obviously, you and your girlfriend have been together for a minute. Are you a same side sitter?
So usually we're in a booth. We're across from each other. But this last time we went out, we were at a round table.
Okay.
And we hit the little, you know, side by side where I'm on the back and she's right on the side. Because the TV was like right here.
Okay. So you had to.
Yeah. So I didn't want to, you know, be looking over her head to watch the TV and
right.
You know, that just wouldn't have been a fun conversation.
No.
On the way back home,
but on average
we're across from each other. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that. You,
with all the illustrious dates that I'm just going on nowadays,
not new dates, we already know that you're not, I mean, no creep sitting next to a chick for the first time on if that's not a red flag, I don't know what is.
I think I'm gonna start doing that. Wow. Sitting across hasn't worked. Single.
But how much of a conversation can you get into when you have to sit there and look next to them while you're talking?
Let our knees do the talking. Knee to knee. Hey, shoddy. Seems like you shaved your knees. Shaved my knee as well.
Let your knees...
Like, shave your knees, bro?
Do the talking. I mean, we've heard it all.
Take it however you want.
Yeah, take it however. Mini coochie. there you go. There you go.
Delaware quarterback.
Delaware quarterback. Nick. Nick is the answer we were looking for. Great stuff as always. I'll tell you what, we've got a tomorrow, Thursday night, Robert Gallery and Jay Koppelman are joining us tomorrow in studio. Robert Gallery, former number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft, and now they're helping people that fighting the mental health cause here in the United States with former athletes and what have you. And Jay was a former Miami Hurricane as well. So they'll be joining us in studio from 8 to 9. And, of course, our picks and extra credit and all the goods here on 105.3 The Fan After Dark. For the one, the only, Degenerate Jake, great stuff from you as always. Mr. Phenom himself, Blake Elliott, another stupendous production. Good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.